The rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine begins today at 4 hospitals around the country. Vaccinations of the residents and staff of nursing homes begins next Monday. Samantha Labrary reports.
10,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Ireland on St. Stephen's Day, and after 3 days in storage, the first of those vaccines will be administered in 4 acute hospitals: Beaumont and St. James's Hospitals in Dublin, Cork University Hospital and Galway University Hospital. Beaumont says that 500 doses of the vaccine will be given at the hospital over the coming days, with similar numbers expected to be administered at the other sites. The government and the HSE say the vaccination programme is starting in hospital settings to build confidence before the vaccine is rolled out to the country's more than 580 nursing homes from next Monday. The Taoiseach says 40,000 vaccines a week are expected to be delivered in January. That will vaccinate 3% of the population, with the programme ramping up as further vaccines become available in February and March.
The Department of Health reported one further death and confirmed 765 new COVID-19 cases yesterday evening. The 14-day incidence rate per 100,000 nationally stands at 220.1. The Chief Medical Officer said hospitalisations have increased sharply in the past 2 days and there's been a steep rise in the positivity rate. Dr. Tony Houlihan said the 7-day average is now just over 9%. A week and a half ago, it was just over 5%. The head of the health service executive has appealed to people to take calls from contact tracers. In a tweet last night, Paul Reid said there was an increasing and concerning trend of some people not answering calls from tracer teams. Mr. Reid said the teams are a valuable resource to protect the public and stop the spread of the virus, and appealed to people to cooperate. The Spanish health minister has said his country will set up a register of people who've refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and share it with other European Union countries. It comes as almost a third of Spaniards have indicated they would not take a vaccine. Salvador Illa said vaccinations would not be mandatory and the list of those who refused to be inoculated would not be made public. At a news conference in Madrid, Mr. Illa outlined the reasons for setting up the register.
The COVID-19 register is a precautionary measure. In any vaccination process, it's very useful to have the data to be able to carry out a vigilant process. That is the purpose of this register. It's also true that all international and European organizations recommend that we have data and that we share relevant information on the vaccination process among ourselves.
The US President-elect Joe Biden has accused some defense officials in the Trump administration of stalling on the transition of power and said his teams have been facing obstruction. Mr. Biden said he wasn't getting all the information needed in key areas and that, in his view, it was nothing short of irresponsibility on the part of Trump political appointees. While Mr. Biden acknowledged that some agencies and officials have given his teams exemplary cooperation, they had encountered roadblocks in defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
Right now, as our nation is in a period of transition, we need to make sure that nothing is lost in the handoff between administrations. My team needs a clear picture of our force posture around the world and our operations to deter our enemies. We need full visibility into the budget planning underway at the Defense Department and other agencies in order to avoid any window of confusion or catch-up that our adversaries may try to exploit.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have joined Democrats to reject President Trump's veto of a defense bill. The Senate will vote on the measure later today. It could, with a two-thirds majority, override for the first time Mr. Trump's use of the veto in the final weeks of his presidency. The British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has been denied bail by a US court for a second time, despite offering assets of nearly $30 million. The 59-year-old denies charges of helping Jeffrey Epstein traffic underage girls. A US district judge said federal prosecutors had persuaded her that Ms. Maxwell posed a flight risk and should remain in custody. The trial is scheduled for next July. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Cold and blustery today with bright spells and scattered showers, some with hail and a risk of wintry falls over high ground. Highest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees in fresh and gusty northwest breezes. And there's a warning that north to northwest winds will reach gale force for a time today on Irish coastal waters from Dungarvan to Slinehead to Malinhead.